One of the main objectives of our Update audio programs is to provide listeners with a variety of perspectives on similar topics, and particularly new data sets with practice-changing implications like the FLEX study. And so we go to our next interview with Dr. Rogerio Lilienbaum, who began by confessing that, like many clinical investigators, he's still pondering the clinical implications of the intriguing FLEX data set.
I am still trying to digest this information and trying to decide how to apply this to clinical practice. And I believe that most of my colleagues are in the same position. I think intuitively, you would think perhaps patients who are not being treated with bevacizumab as another monoclonal antibody may then be candidates for chemo plus cetuximab. I think that may be the case, and I suspect that that's how the drug will be used, at least in the beginning. It's not what the study is about, really, since the study involves every patient. You know, they're...
Or those with one cell that's IHC.
Exactly. EGFR. But patients that are potentially eligible for bevacizumab as well.
Right. But just to pick up on that point, though, about the EGFR, because technically it was part of the criteria. Mm-hmm. Do you think that for practical purposes that test should be obtained?
I think in light of the other study, the other phase 3 study, which did not have the same requirement.
And that was
Tom's study, the BMS-099 study, and had negative results. I think we probably should look at EGFR protein expression by IHC, which is a relatively simple test, and it's been available for quite some time, you know, before we offer cetuximab to patients. Perhaps another level moving forward would be KRAS mutations, and that was another interesting presentation at ASCO in colorectal cancer. Whether that applies also to non-small cell lung cancer, I think, remains to be seen. If it does, it will be quite interesting.
While you're bringing that up, what do we know about KRAS and non-small cell?
Well, it's an adverse prognostic feature. It's expressed in approximately 20 to 30% of patients, predominantly adenocarcinoma patients, but not exclusively. And it appears to be an important negative predictor of response to EGFR TKIs, at least in non-small cell lung cancer. But we don't know about EGFR monoclonal antibodies yet in that setting. I think the data in colorectal cancer was very compelling. And in colorectal cancer, if I understood the numbers, we're talking about 40% of patients who may not benefit from that agent at all. So if we have a similar predictor in non-small cell lung cancer, I think that would be important. But until that happens, I would stick to EGFR protein expression because that may very well be the most significant distinction between the FLEX study and the BMS-099 trial.